This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I'm feeling those good vibes. Monday morning, good vibes, variety. It's all happening here at the Alice.
Woo.
Woo, woo.
Woo, woo, woo.
Great job out of you.
Thanks. Thank you.
Tell us everything.
Yes.
Don't beat around the bush.
All right.
You're a rock star, and we want to know all about it.
You know, I would say I'm a singing enthusiast. I would not say I'm a rock star, but I did have a great time last night. And we had a lot of listeners out there. Surprise. So, yay.
And you got to bed right on time. You were in bed by 7:15.
I was in bed at 6:30.
Wow.
Which, as it turns out, so I'm laying there for a while.
So you didn't even do the show.
And we did the show. It was at 6 o'clock. We were the first on. The show started at 6. We got on stage, did our two songs.
And you were in bed at 6:15?
Yeah, and then, no. I was in bed at 6:30, I said. I left at 6:11.
It doesn't pencil out in my head, but I'm not good at math.
I was on at 6.
Yeah.
I was literally walking out the side door at 6:11.
Wow.
And then I walked to
what
my car.
What songs did you do?
We opened with Ballroom Blitz, and then we did... Rock and Roll Band by Boston.
Ballroom Blitz by Accept? Who does
That's sweet.
That's sweet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the man in the back is ready to crack as he raises his hands to the sky. That song.
Wow.
And More Than a Feeling by...
No. And then Rock and Roll Band. Rock and Roll Band by Boston.
Ah.
Boston.
You know, it's the one where they signed the record company contract. You know, I got great expectations. I hear you on the car radio, you're gonna be a sensation, yeah.
And this was not with one of the best drummers in the history of the world.
Oh, well, I mean, I do like the DiNardo brothers.
I do too.
They're a great rhythm section, but no,
both of those guys, I do, but
yes.
They're not
Yeah.
the other guy.
No, not the other guy. I've done Ballroom Blitz with the other guy, and the other guy whose name is Mike B, Mike Borden. He did do a song last night.
Oh.
There was some question as to whether or not he was even going to be available for this date because he's always got stuff going on. He has a lot of little like projects that he never wants to, he can't talk about or doesn't want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no guarantee we were going to be able to get him. So we went with the DiNardo brothers.
And it went well.
It was fun. It was great. I mean, I really had a good time. I have to say that, not get into have a sound check. I really wish I could have heard myself a little bit more. It's hard. I know every singer bitches about this, but it's like, oh boy, a sound check would have been great. But there's 100 people who are going to play at these things. There's like I don't know if you would call it a showcase. It's just sort of like a kind of a structured jam because it's this guy, Josh Z, that people might know from the Mother Truckers or Protein. And or other things. And he is doing, I guess it's once a month. He's having a, you know, Josh Z and Friends thing. And
it's awesome.
And it's a lot of his friends. So we're scheduled for the very first song of the night. We do the first two songs. And then John is scheduled for the very last song of the night.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Yeah. They did Flight of Icarus. him and Josh Z did all the double leads and stuff. And
sick.
This chick, Teal, who's, she's like my new favorite person.
Teal?
Yeah, she's married to Josh Z. And she's a great singer, like really great. She's in a band called the Whiskey Sisters still, I think. And she's the singer for the Mother Truckers. She's like a, you know, or one of them, whatever.
They're both in the band.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're married. And she's like a voice teacher, but they're also, she's just an amazing singer. And I just don't know that many rock chicks. Like, I don't know. When I was growing up, everyone was into like, you know, Taylor Dane or just dance music that you'd go to the club and you'd be, I don't know.
Who's Taylor Dane?
She had like a couple of hits in the 80s and I was just always like, well, I'll go dance, but I'm not going to love on her. And I know I wanted to go to the AC/DC show or whatever. And I was just always a rock chick. So I hardly ever meet a girl that I'm just like, you know, even things like Rush. Like, I mean, people liked Rush, right?
Yeah.
Hear some songs and stuff.
Well, Rush would be the first to tell you girls don't like us.
Well, this girl does.
They've said that.
I know, right?
Their whole, it's funny that they're like, we look out to the audience and we're just not Van Halen.
Mm-hmm. Although I do love Van Halen as well.
They just don't have the, and I actually was, I won't get too into it, but I know a lady who was like, I cannot do Rush. Ever.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, some people really do not like Getty's voice. I love Getty's voice. I aspire to have Getty's voice. I try to imitate Getty's voice. Anyway, the long and short of it is this chick, Teal, is a rock chick. Like, the first time I hung out with her ever was at my house. Well, I guess it was at Pat's house. And we were just started talking about rock bands that we liked. And I was like, oh, you know, you hardly ever meet a chick who's into, you know, all your bad 70s rock, Sarah. She's a keeper. Mm. So she's hanging out. And she jumped up on stage with us. I'm like, yes, take the second verse in every song. And so she did. She jumped up there and we rocked it out. It was super fun. It was smiling at each other and dancing around. And it was great.
Was it a packed house?
There were a lot of people there. I mean, it was 6 p.m. on a Sunday. So if you were there, thank you so much. It was great.
So no part of you was like, I only got two songs. How about you don't get up here?
Oh, no part of me. Zero part of me.
I mean, I really did practice hard and I learned the lyrics.
No part of me.
I wish you would just get off my stage.
I did learn the lyrics, though, I will say. No, I would never say that.
Get off my stage!
What was great is she, unfortunately for Pat didn't have a microphone anymore.
Pat lost his.
Pat likes to rock out. The one
that was like, Teal.
Pat did more songs. So it was right. It was really fun. I hope to be invited back. I was on my best behavior, hoping to be invited back one day.
Mm.
I know. So it was good. It was really fun.
All right.
What did everybody else do this weekend?
Well, my wife got sick and went to bed on Friday, and I still haven't seen her.
Oh, my God. What's the matter?
I don't know, but.
Like a cold?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't. She's not.
Not COVID?
I was actually driving in today, and I thought, I wonder if she even tested. I never asked her because I haven't really talked to her. She can't talk. She's like, my throat is killing me.
Oh, no.
But yeah, I was all kids all the time.
Oh, that sounds great.
You know, the only thing I watched all weekend was a movie called Lucky, which I've seen before and I don't like it, but that's what they wanted to watch Friday night.
What's Lucky?
Lucky. It's a cartoon, not a cartoon, it's an animated movie. It's on, I believe it's on Apple TV. It's just not one of the good ones. It's not one of the ones where I'd go.
Who's the star? Is it like a dog or something? Lucky the dog?
There's a cat. It's Lucky Land. It's like the place where the whole thing centers on a lost good luck penny.
Ah.
It's not terrible. It's just not great. It
sounds
just
compelling.
It's not.
Does it?
No. It's not great.
Mm.
It's just meh. Anyway. We went to the park.
Oh.
I helped Edie rollerblade.
Oh,
she can do it now.
Oh, good.
You know.
That's good.
Dad blew out his back, you know, for the next 10 years because, I got you. Yeah. Oh, God, I got you.
The old lean over and hold up a 60-pound thing.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. That's whatever she weighs, 40 pounds. What does a six-year-old weigh?
She's 50 pounds. She needed to get to 50 to get rid of that. We got rid of those.
Oh, good.
Those
nice job.
Those chairs.
So boosters only.
And when I pulled that thing,
Yeah, it's just there's so much rotten stuff. It's like it's amazing that a family of rats doesn't live underneath it.
Oh God, what have you been doing? Nothing. I don't know who did that. Really? Mm. You don't know who did that? Okay. Kids, rascals. Anyway, it all went well. They lived. I lived.
Yeah.
But when I got in bed last night, I was so tired and sore.
Yeah.
Not 1 minute. Not one. How about you?
Of sleep?
Yeah.
I got some sleep.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I actually fell right to sleep when I got home, but then I woke up at 9 and made the mistake of looking at my phone. And people had sent me some videos from the show.
And then you watched those.
So I watched those, and then Teal was texting me. And so then John still wasn't home yet, even though I think the show, I think they must have gone out drinking. I'll find out the whole story today.
You slept for a couple hours.
Yeah.
Woke up, had some exchanges, and then didn't sleep again?
No, and then I went back to sleep, and I slept until... You know, I was a little bit paranoid about the time change. I'm always worried. Remember that one time that our alarms just didn't work?
Well, that was an Apple thing, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm always worried about that. So I kept like unsetting and resetting my alarm like a couple times. Like, let me just make sure this thing's got it. And now it's after midnight. I'm going to try it again. So I woke up at about, I would say, maybe 1:30, and then I just lay there.
Mm.
But I got some sleep.
You got
some. Yeah.
Well, that's a miracle considering you went and did a show.
Yeah, it was, I did not necessarily expect it, but I got in bed, you know, I came home, showered off real quick, got all that sweat off of me, all that rock and roll sweat. Yeah. And I got in bed and laid there.
If I spiked my adrenaline at that hour, like, I can't believe you got right in bed and went to sleep. That's crazy.
Well, I had to drive home, you know, so that took the edge off a little bit, like a 5 minute drive. And then I went in the house and, you know, I let the cats in and out, fed the cats, you know, I just like, it was pretty mundane. And then
we're built different. That's all.
It was broad daylight though. It seemed like, but then I realized afterward that I'd actually gotten in bed at 5:30. Like it was technically an hour earlier than even my normal early hour. So I slept from like 7 to 9, and then I would say it was pretty spotty thereafter. You know, everyone's going to have had a bad night last night.
The time change, right. We're all...
Is today like the big... There's like some death rate spike or something that happens on the Monday after the spring forward.
Wow.
I have... I've read that, yeah.
I have too.
Like heart attacks, or maybe people are so tired they get in car accidents. Just take it easy today. Maybe this should be a national holiday. Like the day after the Super Bowl, the day the time changes. Just gives people a little bit extra time.
I have some tips to help you adjust as well.
Oh, fantastic.
Not now, though.
That'll be good. On the show today, Danielle Reyes will be joining us.
Mm-hmm.
She is a local, and she is a reality TV star.
Now, the show has concluded, correct?
Oh, yes.
Did she win? What do you mean?
Spoiler alert, I guess.
Yeah. She's going to come on. Are we not going to talk to her about it?
No, we are.
Oh, okay.
But I hadn't really, that hadn't crossed my mind that maybe people hadn't seen it yet. She did not win. And she is not anyone's favorite. And people are, and this is, I think, the problem with The Traitors, which is a game show where there are three people who are lying from the, they have been chosen by the producers of the show. They don't have any choice in it. They cannot reveal that they are a traitor.
Was she?
She was.
She was a traitor.
From the beginning. And it's hard because you are trying to get people to believe. You have to lie. You have to say, I'm a faithful. I am not a traitor. And it's so the hurt feeling, the level of hurt feelings on this show it's profound. Like when I watch Ceri, who is a chick who's, she's been on Survivor a bunch of times. Yeah. She's won Survivor. She's great. She's kind. She's a good person. She played a pretty masterful season. And
not this season.
No, she played. I think she was the first season.
Okay.
Of the U.S. traitors, because I guess there's a bunch of them. Like when we go to look for the traitors on Peacock, I think there are other. You can go to Australia or...
Yeah, there's a UK version, yeah. Australia
this
version.
This money's not going to make itself, Sarah.
That's true, Vinny. We need to find a way to get it all.
Mm-hmm.
So she had played a really great season, and the hurt feelings, the you stole money from my family that was thrown in her face at the end of her winning the game was like crunchy. Like, it was ugly. I'm like, oh, that is just bad sportsmanship. But then... I've watched it happen all three seasons. I'm like, oh, this game is almost set up to make someone be in big trouble with the other people.
Yeah, I hope that some of that is them doing a TV show.
You want to hope. There's some real tears.
The case. Like, I think there are things that I can do that I won't beat myself up about. Playing that game... to the best of my ability, I wouldn't be like, I would be all, yeah, you can say that to me. I'm not injured by it. I was playing a game.
Right.
That's my job. Like, sorry about it.
I know.
There are little things. Like, I'll give you an example. I'm selling a surfboard to some guy. He talks me down. I'm like, you son of a, all right, fine. And then he gives me the money and I'm driving away and I count the money and he gave me $100 more than he should have.
Oh.
Do I go back or do I take it?
Oh, you got to go back.
I went back. I went back and handed him the whole pile and I said, recount that. He recounts it and he goes, oh my God. Then I'm like, I'm so glad I gave you a discount when you had the money in your pocket. But anyway, you overpaid me, punk. My point is, there are things that I will not do. Right. And there are things where I'd go, dude, I'm playing a game.
Right.
I didn't take nothing out of your kid's mouth.
Right.
You lost. You suck. Too bad for you.
I tricked you.
Right.
But the problem is that to get to that point, to take all that money away from these other people, because here's the deal. It gets down to like, I don't know, four or five people are at the end. If one of them is a traitor, the traitor will take all the money. It's all theirs. If they've successfully eliminated every traitor, they all split the money.
Mm.
So you can get it down to two people or three people. And so... they all think they're sharing the money, and they're not. They're like, oh, this is great. Yay, we're going to share all the money.
And then someone in there.
And
okay.
Then someone is a traitor, and they go, and Sheree in particular goes, no. It's all my money.
Right.
Thank you for believing my lies the whole time. So it's really set up for like hatred. And then.
That's why you can't. They can be upset, but you can't beat yourself up over that.
No, absolutely. But the thing is that, you know. Danielle, who acted, she was an actress from that whole thing. She had to lie. She was acting. I feel like even overacting at times. Like, oh my God, you're totally getting.
Yeah, stop shaking. Stop. Yeah.
Just, well, I mean, and I'm sure some of it was real, but some of it, I just felt like, stop talking. No. Although she made it all the way to the end. She's on every episode right up till the they don't even eliminate her until the beginning of the finale thing. But it's. The hate she's getting online is profound from the other players and like people who are team this or that. Meanwhile, she didn't win. She was eliminated.
Who won?
They got her out. The four faithfuls split the money and they didn't. And you can continue to eliminate people. You can say, I want to eliminate one more person. Of course, you're taking a chance that it might be you when everyone's voting. But
do we know any of the names of the winners? Are they popular people?
Yes. Gabby, the one we were talking about, the girl who married her girlfriend who always has her tongue out. She was one of the four. They got Brittany out. They got Brittany out and she was the last traitor.
Oh, she was a traitor too?
She was. Zac Efron's brother. Like
one?
Craig. Yeah.
Craig
Dylan.
Efron.
Yeah. Dylan. Dylan Efron.
Dylan Efron.
He also was one of the winners.
Ivar.
Oh, yeah, Ivar, who's like, Ivar is a British aristocrat.
He's a Mountbatten.
He is
the royal family.
He's in, but he's like 30th away from the throne.
And he's also a reality TV star.
Just a rando dude who was very quiet, very much a non-entity in this game. And then this girl named Dolores, who's a Real Housewife. The four of them made it all the way to the end, and they all split. And they had earned about $200,000 during the course of the show. Mm. So they each get $50,000 minus taxes. They're walking out of there with, I don't know, $25,000. Do they have agents? Probably. It's $20,000 apiece.
Wow.
So, I know. Which they could have done a couple more rounds of eliminations. That is a thing. And then every time you get rid of somebody, you get more money.
I feel like this show has a lot of people that just don't need it.
It must be, yeah. Right? Because wouldn't you be like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and try and get rid of a few more of these people. Okay, we're late, and we're going to talk to Danielle in about an hour. KLLC, KLLC, HD1 San Francisco, Sarah, Vinny, Alice, Morning Show. Here's a song. See you in a sec.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.